Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Boys and girls for Jesus. This our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus. Home and school, at play and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There is all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
Well, hi there, everyone. Come on in. You are just in time. I'm Uncle Charlie, inviting you to another Children's Bible Hour story time. Hey, if you like an exciting dramatized story, then you'll want to stick around. Today's story is an exciting, interesting one, and it also has a good lesson. It's called Building for God. The sixth grade students in Mr. Harris's class are shoving and poking one another as they try to read the list of names pinned on the bulletin board. Mr. Harris has assigned each of them a partner to work on a class project of their choosing for a history assignment. Let's listen in on part of the discussion.
Great, I got Phil for my partner. This will be a breeze. Phil, smart.
Huh, Ted's got Sue for a teammate. I bet they won't get much done.
Who'd you get, Pa?
Let's see. Jay's my buddy.
Somebody.
What's wrong with him?
What's good?
Jay never wants to talk to anybody. He's snobbish.
No, he isn't. He's just quiet, that's all.
Same thing. He never has anything to say.
No, it's not the same thing at all. I don't know Jay very well, but I've wanted to get to know him. This project might be a good thing.
Well, I hope so for your sake, Paul. Just don't plan a drama unless you want to do a monologue.
Aw, come on, you guys. Give the guy a break.
There's the warning bell. We'll have to hurry.
Paul couldn't get in touch with Jay at school. He'd planned to catch Jay after class, but Jay always whizzed right out of sight. Finally, Paul got Jay's address, and one night after school, Paul went to his house. As Paul reached the porch steps, his thoughts were jarred by the sound of voices.
Can't you do anything right, Jay? I told you to clean up the yard before you swept the basement. I told you to put everything back exactly where I had it. The yellow paint belonged on the first shelf and the black paint on the second shelf. The nails... Now, who could that be? I'm not expecting anyone.
Yes, boy, who are you?
I'm Paul Wilson, a friend of Jay's. Well, I mean, I'm in his history class at school.
Well, let me take a look at you. I don't know who my boy hangs around with. He never says. Probably doesn't think I'll approve. You don't look too bad, though. Well, what do you want?
Jay and I are assigned to work together on a project for history class.
Is that right, Jay?
Yeah.
Speak up, Jay. What did you say?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, could Jay come over to my house for a while so we could work on it? I live just a couple of blocks away on Oak Street.
Oh, that'll be fine. I can have Mary Jane over for coffee while I'm not interrupted by Jay being underfoot. I must get that. Go along now, Jay, and don't get dirty. I've had enough washing to do already.
I'm glad your mom let you come over, Jay. I hope that it's all right with you. She didn't even ask you if you wanted to come.
She was too happy to get rid of me.
She probably just had a bad day.
No, she's always that way.
But your dad...
I don't have a dad. I mean, my dad left when I was just a baby. My mom raised me alone.
I'm sorry, Jay. I didn't know that.
It's okay. It's not your fault.
Now, have you any ideas, Jay?
A few days later, Paul was out in his backyard helping his dad put up some bird feeders.
Well, how's your history project coming along, Paul?
Real good, Dad. We're building a log cabin.
Oh, good.
It was Jay's idea. He's smart. It surprised me, though, because he's so quiet.
Well, just because a guy's quiet, that doesn't mean that he isn't thinking.
I suppose. But, Dad, why is Jay so shy?
Could be for a number of reasons, son. I think Jay is a little unsure of himself. Like, Well, maybe he thinks he doesn't quite measure up to other people.
What would ever make him feel that way, Dad?
Maybe Jay's been criticized a lot or been rejected. Perhaps he's failed at something that was important to him.
Yeah, I guess that could be right. Jay told me his dad left when he was a baby, and he does get criticized at home a lot. Is there anything I can do to help him?
Well, above all, treat him kindly, Paul. He's probably afraid to open up to people for fear they'll turn against him or hurt him in some way.
Well, I wouldn't do that to him, Dad.
Yeah, but see, he doesn't know that, son. A shy person is sort of like a scared animal. He's uncomfortable around people, for people are a risk to him. All he can think about is running away. So you be a friend to Jay. Find out what he's interested in. Talk about that. Reassure him. And try to include him in your plans. He'll come around.
Okay, Dad. Maybe I can get the guys to let Jay play on our ball team.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Paul and Jay continued to get together to work on their class assignment. The log cabin was coming along fine, and so was their friendship.
If I do say so myself, Jay, this log cabin is almost perfect. We're almost certain of getting an A in Mr. Harris's class, and it's all because of you, Jay.
You did just as much as I did, Pa.
Here, let's go outside and find my dad, see what he thinks.
Will he mind? Won't we be in his way?
Oh, no. Dad would be glad to see our work.
I never knew your backyard was like this, Pa.
Surprised? Most everyone is. All these birdhouses and feeders were built by Dad and me. My dad knows a lot about birds, and I'm learning too. Dad! Dad!
Over here, son. Hello, Paul. Oh, hi there, Jay. Glad to see you guys. Paul's been telling me what a great job you've been doing on your log cabin. I'm anxious to see it.
Here it is, Dad.
Say, this is really good. You guys have done a splendid job putting it together.
It was mostly Jay's work. He's good at building.
Well then, Jay, you deserve the praise. Why, the logs fit together so nicely.
Oh, it was nothing.
Oh, but it is, Jay. You have real talent here. Say, you ought to come to the boys' youth group at church, Jay. I'm sure you'd enjoy it. And, you know, the group needs someone with your talents.
Me? But why?
Yes, Jay. We always have a good time. We do all sorts of fun things. We have games and crafts and outings, and even our Bible studies are lively.
We could even use your help, Jay. You could use your abilities to make stage props for our skits and our plays, and you could go with us as we visit the shut-ins and do minor repair jobs for them. How about it?
No, I couldn't. I just don't mix well with other kids. I'm not good enough. My mom feels I'm in the way, and you would too. I can't do anything right. Sometimes I feel like it was a mistake that I was even born.
Oh, Jay, don't ever say that. That's just not true. Now, you may have had some bad experiences with people, but that doesn't change the fact that God loves you and values you as a person. And the Bible tells us in Romans 5:8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us."
And Jesus said, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." And that's John 6:37.
Come over here, over where I'm working.
What are you building now, Dad?
Oh, just another house for the wrens.
You must like birds a lot, Mr. Frank.
Yes, I do, Jay. Now, see the birds eating out of the feeders or nesting in the bird boxes? I'd feel badly if the birdhouses were empty or the feeders were vacant. You know, people could learn a lesson from the birds.
What do you mean, Dad?
Well, it's a real pleasure for me to see the birds making use of what I've made available for them. And I'm sure that God has the same desire for us. God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross to redeem us from sin so we could go live in heaven with him. Shouldn't we give our lives to him and serve him so others can know him too?
But I get so scared of people, Mr. Frank. You don't know what it's like.
Yes, I do. I know what it's like to have the words die in the mouth and the voice squeak and the hands flutter like a crazy butterfly. You see, I've been there too.
You, Mr. Frank?
Mm-hmm. I used to be terrified of people, Jay. Sometimes I still am. I used to feel sort of worthless, too. But God gave me a precious promise from His Word that really encouraged me.
What was it?
Well, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind." I realized that God loved me perfectly, and I could trust Him to take care of me completely. I was made in God's image, redeemed by Jesus' blood, and made an heir to heaven's glories. I was a child of the King of Kings. Why should I feel worthless? God would help me to love people and enjoy them, and so He has. The more I reached out to help others, the less I thought about myself. And Jay, this can happen to you too. You can be a child of the King too. Wouldn't you like that?
Yes, Mr. Frank. Please tell me more. Being a child of the King would change my whole life, and I need that.
Strengthen my weakness.
Is it possible there's someone listening right now and you have felt the way Jay says he felt? You feel you can't do anything right? You feel like it was a mistake that you were ever born? Oh, if you feel that way, remember that God loves you just the way you are. And He thinks so much of you that He sent His Son to die for you so that you could be what God wants you to be. Remember the verse Dad quoted in the story? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. With God's help, be all that He intended you to be. First of all, by trusting Jesus as your Savior, and then every day asking God for His help with whatever problems you might have. Well, we've come to the end of another Storytime program. Hey, have you ever told a friend or neighbor about our Storytime program on this radio station? We'd love it if you would do that. If you enjoy these stories, your friends just might enjoy them as much as you do. Storytime is a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. We're here because God loves kids.